Possible thunderstorms and a top of 31 degrees for Albury Wodonga today. Good morning, I'm Stephanie Hobbs. Finally, we have confirmation Albury will host the city's first ever cage fight on May 17. The Australian Fight Championship's locked in a deal with North Albury Football Club to use Bunton Park, with the Hoppers away that weekend playing in Wangaratta. AFC President Adam Milankovic says it will be a big night.
Yeah, look, mixed martial arts is the fastest growing sport in the world, and Australia, fortunately, is the fastest growing country with the sport, so I can't really see a problem filling up the big tent that we've got there.
Traffic heading to East Albury, Thaguna and connecting to the freeway is flowing a bit easier today after the completion of the Young Street and Barella Road intersection upgrade. $50,000 was spent creating an additional right-hand turning lane with the centre lane shared with northbound traffic. Albury Councillor Ross Jackson says the work came in just ahead of schedule.
I was surprised to get the thing this morning to say it's been completed, so hopefully the boys got in on time and in front of budget or close enough, it'll be good.
The CFA is reminding Toowonga residents it will door knock this Sunday, providing advice on bushfires. Some residential areas have been identified as having significant bushfire risk, with crews to visit homes for one-on-one discussions. A big coup for Albury, with the Library Museum to host the Archibald Prize. Celebrating portraiture artworks from last year's entrance into the prestigious prize will be on show, with the official opening on from 6 tonight. The exhibition will run until the 4th of May, with entry $4 for adults. The Victorian Farmers Federation has welcomed a decision to lift a ban on the commercial processing of kangaroos. Culling will commence within weeks across the northeast as part of a two-year trial where the roo carcasses are used for domestic pet food. VFF President Peter Toohey has dismissed talk the cull could lead to extinction.
Hopefully with a culling program and utilisation of those kangaroos for pet food meat, it'll bring the numbers back to a respectable quantity of kangaroos around the area. So there has been concerns about what would happen if there was a culling program, about wiping them out. That just won't happen.
And the tiny village of Yarkandanda will be full to overflowing this weekend for the 17th Annual Folk Festival. Organisers say it's the biggest and best yet, for the likes of David Bridey, the Alaska Street Band, Good Lovelies and Pete Dennehy performing, while up to 5,000 are tipped to hit the town for the hugely popular Sunday markets. And in sport, a big weekend of sporting action coming up. Basketball's back with our Bandits guys and girls playing round one at home at the Lauren Jackson Sports Stadium, taking on Northwest Tasmania and Launceston respectively. The girls have come back from injury somewhat, with Lauren Angel to make an appearance on the court on Saturday night after an injury scare earlier this week, while Rachel Mainpar will sit this one out, still recovering from ankle surgery. It's prelim final action time getting underway in the cricket at Alexandra Park at St Pat's up against East Albury, and at Les Chesley Oval, Wodonga will take on the Labby Panthers. To soccer, and it's round two in Div 1 of the Albury Wodonga Football Association. Wangaratta City are up against the Albury Hotspurs. Melrose FC will go head-to-head with Albury City. The Wodonga Diamonds are set to clash with the Twin City Wanderers, and Myrtleford do battle with Boomers FC. Triathlete Jesse Feetenby is over in New Zealand this weekend after nabbing Aussie selection, vying for a Commonwealth Games spot after a recent good showing in Queensland.
There's only three in the team, so finishing fourth means, you know, I'm just outside that that limit. But, you know, anything can happen this weekend, and, you know, I'm confident of, getting another good result.
And the Steamers Rugby Union boys are swapping the footy for a golf ball today, having a hit out with their sponsors at the Albury Golf Club this afternoon. That's the latest Border News and Sport.